Hey, bro, the pieces are here. This one's for you. This one's for me. Plus, I got some sweet ass dessert pizza to make us both happy. Now, let's check out this work of art. Make sure it's all in. Oh my fucking God. They put pineapple on it. No, I didn't ask for pineapple. Not on a pizza. What kind of horrible person asked for pineapple on their pizza? In fact, what kind of even more horrible person actually puts it on? And people wonder why the world is crumbling around us. I specifically told them no pineapple, which I suppose may have confused them because this is not the kind of pizza that normally would have pineapple as a topping. I guess they just kind of heard the word pineapple and they thought I wanted it. Well, that's not what I wanted. That's just fucking great. No, I don't get me wrong. I actually love pineapple. I love it canned or fresh. I love pineapple juice, pineapple liquor. But pineapple does not belong on a hot pizza with stuff like cheese or tomato. Tomato sauce. Don't make fun of me the way I said that. Shut up. Just because you're older doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want to me. I will smack you. The bigger concern here is my fucking pineapple pizza. I can't eat this. It's absolutely disgusting. No, I can't just pick it off. The pineapple, it's cooked into the pizza now. Pineapple juice is oozed out and it's all over it. The pineapple pieces probably have cheese and tomato sauce on them. No, just no. A pizza is not fit for human consumption in any form when it is like this. I am not over-exaggerating. This pineapple-infested pizza is, ugh, it's disgusting. I would rather eat a real pizza that had been sat out for several days so the mushrooms were growing their own mushrooms. I would rather vote Republican than eat this pizza. It's tainted with pineapple. And that is pretty disgusting. At least to me. The one person with sense in this family. Why, I would even rather sleep with you, my own brother, than eat this pizza. That would have to be the highest level of disgusting in this world. Oh, no, wait. Sleep with you with no protection and you come inside me. That's even more disgusting. I'm not being overly dramatic. If I had to choose between eating this pizza or fucking you, I would go with you. It's not that I'm like sexually attracted to you in any way. The point of throwing sex with you out there was to get something completely gross to compare to this pizza. Not that you're gross, you're fine. Like the humble pineapple. By itself, it's good. When you become my brother, or that pineapple gets put on a pizza, it's a barf fest. Well, an incest barf fest. If you're involved. Ugh. Just, ugh. You don't believe me, do you? You don't understand how profound my hatred of pineapple on pizza is. I would totally whore myself out to you, my own brother, rather than eat any of that pizza right there. In fact, I'm going to formally declare that I am not eating that pizza at all. Did I just legally bind myself into something like where I have to sleep with you now? Huh. Well, at the very least, I need to make you understand that I'm not being a trauma queen about this. I really would rather have sex with you than eat this pizza with pineapple on it. Ugh. Well, to make a point, let me get the shirt off then. You should maybe start getting naked too. We need to do this before your pizza get cold. But as long as you keep that lid shut, you should be good. I can't imagine this taking too long anyway. What do you mean, what am I doing? I told you I was taking my shirt off. God, you don't listen any better than the guy that took the damn pizza order. Now I'm standing here topless while you just sit there and stare at me like you've never seen a pair of tits before in your life. But both of us need to get naked, or at least remove some more clothes. Having sex with all the clothes on makes as much sense as putting pineapple on pizza. So I'll pull off these shorts too. Now, they are tight, you might have noticed. I guess it's more peel them off. It's just easy to take the panties with them, I guess. There. Now, naked. And you're not naked at all. Did you think I was joking about preferring to fuck you than eat this pizza? See, that's why I have to sleep with you. It's the only way for you to understand how serious I am about this matter. And it's probably the only way you're ever going to take me seriously again in the future. I have to prove my point. But since you're not being cooperative, let me help you with those pants you're wearing. Come on, stop being a baby. Do not fight me. Brothers and sisters shouldn't fight, not like this. What would Mom say if she saw us right now? Wait, no. Well, she'd freak out over me being naked in front of you and trying to get your pants off. But after that, she put a stop to that. She tells us to stop fighting. That's the main point of this. Mom doesn't want us to fight. Good. There. Pants are off. And your underwear with them. Smooth. Sorry if I stretch your legs a little, but that's what you get for struggling so much. And is it too much for us to get, like, a little harder right now? I mean, I am naked after all. I've got all the right parts in the right places. You and pretty much every other guy seems to be walking around with boners all the time, so it's actually a little offensive that you aren't more excited right now. Fine, I guess it's up to me then. Putting your cock into my mouth is less gross than putting pineapple pizza in it. At least I would assume it would have to be. But only because I really, really hate the taste of pineapple pizza. I would assume that sucking your cock will involve slightly less gagging. What? You let go of my head? Let me do the thing here. Unless you want me to accidentally bite you. But that could happen. Just let your little sister suck your cock to get you hard. My saliva getting you nice and lubricated is just an added bonus. Just let yourself enjoy this if you can. The sooner we get you nice and hard, the sooner we can have sex. Then, I can put both the pineapple pizza and the incest behind me and get on with my life. Secure in the knowledge that my brother knows that I mean business. Oh, it didn't take too long. Get you completely hard. At least I hope it's as hard as it gets. Because that is big. I mean, I guess we'll see if it's going to get any bigger or harder. You'll have to be inside of me. So don't sit down on the couch. So sit down on the couch here. It's not big enough for us to lie down on. I'm not lying or getting on my hands and knees on the floor. So I'll just climb onto your lap, facing you like this. Then we can get your cock into me. I'll bounce around for a little bit. One or more orgasms will happen, and then you can eat your pizza, and I cannot eat mine. So take off your shirt, then hold still while I try to get that slippery little sucker into my pussy. Yes, this is crazy, but not as crazy as putting pineapple on pizza. Nothing is as crazy as that. Even incest. It's not like you're already ready for it. Maybe even you want to fuck your little sister a little. You aren't really struggling anymore. I could stand to be a little more ready, I guess. Put your hands on my hips to hold me steady. I need my hands free. I need this hand to wrap my clit like this. And I need your other one to grab your cock and slide the head and the tip up and down my slit. Yeah, the two of them together should be enough to get me going. Not too much, of course. Just enough to get you inside of me. To do this incest thing. Fuck. Oh, it's definitely working. I'm not as easy to start as you are, but they and your boy are probably less against this incest thing than me, despite your earlier protests. My mouth made you hard so easily. And now, wetness is running down the hard cock of yours, and that will make this even easier to get inside of me. Well, let's get this started then. Your pizza's getting colder even as I get hotter and hotter. I'll keep rubbing my clit, but I'll hold your cock in place as I slowly lower myself down. Oh god. I can't feel my pussy opening around your cock as I sink down over it. It's even a bit bigger and harder than it was in my mouth. Oh god, more and more it goes up into me. More my brother's cock being swallowed up by my tight little pussy. Oh fuck, that's all in. God, this is totally so gross, but oh fuck, compared to eating pizza with pineapple on it, I'm so better off with my brother's cock inside me. Not that I wanted him for me longer than necessary, so I guess it's time to start moving up and down. There we go. Fuck, nice and slow. Up and down on your cock. Keep your hands on my waist. I need to help me keep my balance. Let your eyes do whatever they want, but try not to meet my gaze too much. I'm only willing to put up with so much weirdness to make my point. And trust me, it's weird enough already. The two of us naked and having sex. Maybe I should have gone for doggy sale. Oh fuck, some rug burns on my knees. Would have been easier than having to face you while we do this. Oh fuck, seeing your faces as I bounce up in town just reminds me that it's my big brother that I'm fucking. But still, this is weird. It's gross. And eating that pizza. Oh, that pizza, it would start off horrible with each bite. It would be torture. At least this started off terrible. But it gets less and less terrible with each time I move. Well, fuck, this still sucks. But it's sucking less and less all the time. I may even come from it. But having orgasm makes this actually worse, right? Depending on how you look at it. Me getting off from my brother's cock and my fucking pussy. Fuck. It's a whole new level of disgusting. Fuck. Not being that full pizza fucking disgusting, but still pretty bad. If we came together, that would be so messed up. Oh, fuck. It would imply a level of intimacy and physical compatibility between our bodies that I don't want to think about. Oh, maybe it makes sense. Since we're already really closely related. Oh fuck, get ready to come. Oh fuck, please. Oh shoot, you're low deep inside of me because the whole risk of frenzy will make it worse. That much more awful. This is totally gonna prove how much more disgusting and how much I hate pineapple on my pizza. Oh fuck, that makes sense, right? Oh fuck. Mm-hmm. Right now, with. Yep, that still makes way worse sense. Fuck, I can't think. How am I moving fuzzes in your lap, bouncing up and down your cock? Fuck. Oh, fuck, I can feel it. You're coming. Fuck, you're feeling it with your hot sticky cum. Oh, fuck. I'm coming too. Fuck, my brother's making me go. Fuck. Fuck. Well, I hope that shows you exactly how much I loathe pineapple. I mean, I loathe pineapple as a pizza topping. I mean, it didn't really, did it? I mean, I ended up enjoying that too much. By the time we finished, it was nowhere near as awful as that pizza is. Even when I was thinking about getting pregnant from this, my response is basically, could be fun, I guess. But this means, this means I failed in adequately demonstrating my pure hatred of pizza with pineapple on it. Huh. Have I ever mentioned how much I hate being fucked in the ass? That's gotta be comparable, right?